This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A'udhu billahi as-samii'ul 'aliim minash shaitaanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil 'alamin. Wa la 'udwana illa 'alal zaalimin wal 'aaqibatu lil muttaqeen. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik 'ala 'abdika wa rasulika Muhammadin sallallahu 'alaihi wa sallam wa 'ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman katheera. So tonight I actually wanted to share I guess you can consider it a bonus of prayers of the pious, because it speaks to a lot of the themes that we hit on last week in particular, and this idea of not seeking out struggle, but at the same time embracing the reward of the struggle if it comes your way. But having a good opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having a good opinion of your Lord, and asking Him the best of this life and the best of the hereafter, asking Him to give you the reward always, and not thinking that He cannot bestow that reward upon you. And so we've gone through many different scenarios. The idea that, how could I get this amazing reward staying in my home in the midst of a plague? How could I get this amazing reward without struggling in some of the ways that I've seen? And again, this is not a message that a person should expect not to struggle, but a person should ask Allah for the reward. Don't ask Allah for the struggle, ask Allah for the reward. And I came across this beautiful statement from Al-Hafidh ibn Rajab, rahimahullah ta'ala. Imam ibn Rajab, he said that some of the pious predecessors, some of the Salaf, they used to say when they would be struck with some sort of sickness, Allahumma anqis min al-waja' wa la tanqis min al-ajr. O Allah, reduce the pain, but do not reduce the reward. O Allah, reduce the pain, and do not reduce the reward. So again, they would say, Allahumma, O Allah, anqis, reduce min al-waja', reduce from the pain, wa la tanqis min al-ajr, and do not reduce from my reward. And some of you might actually remember, since I brought up prayers of the pious, if you go to episode 13 of Prayers of the Pious, a series that we had two Ramadans ago, there's a very beautiful dua on episode 13 where we have the dua of Salam ibn Muti' radiyallahu ta'ala anhu rahimahullah, where he said, Allahumma in kunta balaghta ahadan min ibadika salihin darajatan bi bala faballighniha bil afiyah. O Allah, if you have granted any righteous servant of yours a station because of a trial they faced, then grant it to me while sparing me of that trial. Okay, so O Allah, if you have granted a servant of yours a station because of a trial that they faced, so allow me to be granted that station while sparing me that trial. So what's the difference between the two? And it's not a difference in that there's any contradiction, but it does speak to a different reality, which is that there's a difference between the reward that you get for a trial and the station that you get for a trial, which is a reward in and of itself. There are stations with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are categories of people with Allah that are special categories that we should strive to be of. Okay, so you have the station of sincerity, the station of patience, the station of the grateful. And that's why you find books about these stations. Madarij al-Salikin, the famous book of Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, which talks about the stations that we seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we're seeking a maqam, we're seeking a place, we're seeking a station with our Lord. It's not just to get the reward of this trial, it's to get the blessing of being elevated to the next level in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so in the first iteration, which was a dua that's not traced to an individual by Al-Hafidh ibn Rajab rahimahullah ta'ala, but he says that Ba'd al-Salaf, that some of the pious predecessors were narrated to have said, when they were struck with, and he particularly mentioned sickness, by the way, he particularly mentioned that muddled illness. And that doesn't mean it's restricted to that. Again, when it comes to the prayers of the pious, it's not like the prayers of the Prophet ﷺ where you try to memorize each word, but you take the lesson, and through the lesson, you extract concepts and you extract ways that you can converse with your Lord the way that the best generations did. And so he said that they would say, that, O Allah, reduce the pain, but do not reduce the reward. And in this situation, the dua that I mentioned, episode 13 from Prayers of the Pious, which is, O Allah, if you have granted a station to one of your servants because of a trial that they faced, then grant me that station, elevate me to that level, elevate me to that station, without putting me through the same trial that they went through. And so that's a beautiful way to approach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are some of the things? Number one, husn al-dhan in Allah, just that good expectation of Allah, that good assumption of God when you call upon Him, that He is most merciful. And, you know, we know that that is something that is especially a theme in Ramadan. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'fu anni, right? Oh Allah, You are the forgiver. You love to forgive, so forgive me. So to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for such a high station, something as high as shahada, by the way, as the reward of martyrdom while staying in your home, something as high as the station of a sabirin, the patience, without actually being tested with the trial that many people have been tested with. It's not that Allah won't do right by those that actually were tested with those things, and it's not that we necessarily will be spared from those things. But at the same time, oh Allah, grant me the reward and reduce from the pain. Oh Allah, grant me the station, but don't necessarily put me through the things that had to get me through that station. And there are multiple iterations of that part too. So for example, you know, when the Prophet ﷺ says, "Anta ma'man ahbabt," you are with those whom you love. So even if you can't be like the Prophet ﷺ fully, even if you can't reach the station of the Prophets by your deeds, but you are with the ones that you love. So if you love the Prophet ﷺ, then you will be with the Prophet ﷺ on the Day of Judgment and in Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the inhabitants of Jannat al-Firdaus. Allahumma ameen. So while I share with you all tonight, again, to go back to episode 13 of Prayers of the Pious, some exciting news inshallah ta'ala. On Tuesday morning, we're going to be releasing the promo for this year's Ramadan series inshallah, which is a very special Ramadan series. It is my favorite. I'm finished recording it, alhamdulillah. It is my favorite of any Ramadan series I've ever done. And so look out for that on Tuesday morning, inshallah ta'ala, for us to release that. On top of that, by the way, every night, inshallah. So there's going to be the Ramadan series, which is our typical 30-day, which is an incredible, opportunity, inshallah, for everyone to follow along. But there will also be something else, inshallah ta'ala, that every night we'll also have something a little bit more relaxed and informal as well in Ramadan. But we'll be summarizing one juz of the Quran and then sharing reflections. And that will be with Sheikh Abdullah Aduru, myself, and we'll have a scholar or a fellow from Yaqeen Institute joining us every night, inshallah ta'ala, in a very informal way, just reflecting on that juz of the Quran every night as you get ready for Taraweeh, inshallah ta'ala. So the series that I'm talking about will be released, the promo will be released Tuesday, inshallah. And again, every night in Ramadan, we'll be having an informal session just summarizing that juz, inshallah, that chapter of the Quran for all 30 nights, and sharing some gems from that chapter to look out for with a group of scholars, inshallah ta'ala. So jazakumullah khairan to you all, and inshallah ta'ala, I'll see you tomorrow night. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.